Somebody asked me, what does that mean, kadosh, kadosh? It means holy in Hebrew. So that's what it is, kadosh, kadosh, Yahweh, my God. And this is a sister song from one of the sisters, but I just feel it just pulls me into, you know, before the throne. Sister Jardine will hopefully deliver her message. But we had actually planned on this first part of the morning that we had a longer worship, which was beautiful. But I think on your seats you have a program called the Prayer for Our Persecuted Brothers and Sisters. And, you know, this is again a different theme. But this is, we're living in times where a lot of our brothers and sisters are suffering all over the world. And I think it is, the last row might not have a program because we wanted to encourage people to come in front, but there are some more there. And maybe we won't do this whole thing, but you know, it is at the same time as we, now that we still have the freedom, we stand up and pray for those who suffer. When we come into that situation, we also need those who will be praying for us. And I think it might be closer than we think. And so it's good we turn our hearts and our minds to just pray for them and at the same time prepare ourselves. And I thought when we are talking about the covenant, this really belongs in there. These are the ones who are right now, they're paying with their life or with imprisonment or just persecution. And, you know, in many countries, they are really fearing for their lives. And they have to flee. And now in Iraq and Syria, there are like, you know, hundreds of thousands that are just having to go before the ISIS, you know, before they come and do everything for them. But, and we don't have time to go into it all with that we plan to, but also here in our own country, you know, with the university students, and if you saw this, God is not dead, you can visualize a little bit what they're going through, with a flower shop lady, and those who make pastries, and those who don't want to take pictures, the Christians who don't want to take pictures on the same-sex marriage, they're all prosecuted. And we are losing more and more of our freedom. So in praying, instead of telling you all about it, and I hope you are aware of what's going on, and the Christian lawyers that are standing up for it, we need to pray for them, that God will give them favor. But maybe at least we could do a small part of this prayer, and you can take it home, and maybe then another day when you have the time, you can really get into some details, and you can look up online like Open Doors, and that's they're ministering to the persecuted church, and you can get a lot of the up-to-date information and what you are supposed to, which countries are the worst off right now, and the scenarios, and you know, at the Alliance Defending Freedom, what is it, TELADF, teladf.org, there you can find out about all these cases that the Christian lawyers are facing right now, and there's some of them are going up to the Supreme Court, and they've had like, 70-80%, you know, success in the cases that they take up. But it's just good to turn our hearts to reality. Yes. And to remember those who already suffer. So I think we will skip this first song, but we will start with the prayer at the bottom of page 1. Remember those in prison and being mistreated as if you were in prison with them and undergoing their tortures yourselves. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your special love belongs to those who are suffering for your name's sake, out of love for you. We thank you that we may trust in your love to carry them through their suffering. Lord, you said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you.
We call upon you for our brothers and sisters in persecution. We pray that as the risen Lord and Almighty God, you would now come to each one who is being tormented. Fill them with your resurrection power and strengthen them with your love.
Lord, you said, the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you are to say.
Bless all those who suffer for witnessing to your name. We trust you and believe that you will keep your promise and put your words into their mouths. Give them fearlessness, courage, and strength to suffer.
Lord, you said, do not fear, for I am with you.
We thank you for your promise that you will be with them to the close of the age. We firmly believe that if their fear is great and threatens to consume them, your peace and comfort will be even greater.
Lord, you said, blessed are you when men hate you and insult you, because the Son of Man, rejoice on that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven.
We thank you that your light is stronger than the darkness. Give them joy in their hearts for the privilege of suffering for you. Graciously grant that the heaven would come down when they are experiencing hell. Let them have a foretaste of heaven in the midst of their suffering.
Lord, you said, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you.
Let this verse come true for them in the darkest hours of distress and inner conflict.
Father knows what you need.
Father, we trust in your love, which cares for them in every need, for you are a God. When the way grows dark, you will take your children by the hand and bring them through. We believe that you will care for their physical needs as a father and satisfy their souls with your presence.
Lord, you said, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
Let them realize that they are suffering for all of us as the seed of the church, and will cause the church to rise from her lukewarmness and spiritual death to a new divine life and an ardent love for Jesus.
Lord, you said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Father, we thank you for your comforting assurance that nothing can harm them if your almighty hand covers them. We pray that you would hold out your strong arm to prevent the tormentors from carrying out their cruel intentions. Lord Jesus, in the face of suffering, help them to keep their eyes on you.
We join together in prayer.
If it is your will, shorten their time of suffering. Open the doors of their cells in your time. Let them all, including those to whom you do not grant freedom, live for the moment when they will be released from this life's prison and can enter through the open gates of heaven into everlasting glory, where crowns and thrones await the martyrs.
This next section we will not do today, but you can do that at home when you look up all these different prayer requests, and then you can just bring them before the Lord and then claim His word and His promises. But so to encourage you just a little bit, I want to read something that happens too when we pray, you know, for those who are in danger. Called The Day Jesus Miraculously Stopped the Suicide Bomber. They were showing the Jesus film, you know, and they had gathered 250 people into a community hall in a dangerous mountainous area, and we don't know what country it is. It's too dangerous to say that. But they had come together to watch the Jesus film. When it came time for the team to give an invitation to receive Christ, another courageous act here that could get them killed, a man sitting on the floor stood up. He opened his shirt so all could see. Strapped to his chest were explosives, a suicide vest. Panic set in. Wait, wait, don't leave. I'm not going to blow myself up. I need to tell you what just happened. It took several minutes to convince the people to stay, and at last they did. I heard that you were going to show a blasphemous film. I went to my leaders and they agreed you should die. I strapped on this bomb and came to kill you all. When the film started, I reached for the detonator and tried to push the button. But as I watched the film, Jesus turned and pointed right at me. He called my name and said, "Don't do that. Follow me." Over and over I tried. Every time I reached for the button, he pointed to me and said, "Don't do that. Follow me." My hand froze every time, and I couldn't move my thumb. I gave up and just stayed to watch. Now I believe. I want Jesus to be my Savior. Can you help me? And because of this, all 250 people who were there all went forward to receive Christ. And these miracles happen, but I'm sure there are a lot of people who are praying, you know, because they're in danger. And there are many times where the miracles don't happen. And so we want to keep them in our hearts. Yes. And already one more here. This is, the year was 1981. A young man in China named Brother Lee had been praying for his own Bible every day for 3 years. How many Bibles do I have on the shelf? For 3 years, for one Bible. One night on a secluded beach in southern China, his prayer was answered. Open Doors delivered 1 million Bibles by sea during a highly covered operation. And Brother Lee was one of the recipients. He thanked God for answering his prayer for a Bible, and he committed his life to spread the gospel throughout China. 15 years later, a few Open Doors co-workers met up with Brother Lee and were amazed at what they learned. Since that night when he committed his life to spread the gospel, God had used him to develop a network of how many believers do you think? One man. 400,000 believers.
Praise God.
That he had helped lead to Christ. All because of one single Bible. I think we'll do the last part on page 7 in preparation for the time of our own persecution. We'll lift them up, and at the same time we get aware and we'll pray, and then we'll close this part. Page 7. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
And I will say it again. I will say me and I, you know, really personalize it. God is faithful.
He will not let me be tempted beyond what I can bear. But when I am tempted, he will also provide a way out so that I can stand up under it.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Again, everlasting is the covenant, because this is what we're holding on to. You know, that's why he will make us faithful. So it's in the green sheet on page 2, in the green booklet from last night. If any of you want to look over some of this material, you know,
thank you.
take a short break and meet again at 10:45. But Sandra would like to announce something. Come up here, Sandra, so they can all hear you. It's important.
You don't have to do anything to your rooms except get out. They want us off the premises by 2:00, no later than 2:00. So if you will, when we dismiss for lunch, if you will leave your name tags and your key, you'll have to come. You can bring the key back after you get your lunch and then pack. But don't linger too long at lunch. I know it's hard to say goodbye, but there's a lot of
time. And we thank Sandra. And we thank you, Sandra. Tracking down everybody, and then please remember to leave your keys, because otherwise she has extra trouble. And there's still a lot of things on the book table, and especially the smaller materials. Just help yourself so you have something to pass on. Otherwise it just goes in a box till next year, and that's kind of sad. So 10:45, and we'll all say a prayer for Sister Georgine.
Yes. Thank you.